Ask how many languages a country has, and the question already contains a mistake. Start with India. It is the most populous country on earth, and Hindi, the language most outsiders would name, is used by about 41% of it, not a majority. English reaches 19%. Bangla, 8%. There is no single language you could speak and be understood across India, and there never has been. Or take China, where the arithmetic does something strange. Mandarin is used by roughly 90%. Wu, the family spoken around Shanghai, by 6%. 6% sounds like a rounding error. It is about 85 million people. That is more speakers than Germany has citizens. Cantonese, at 5%, is another 70 million. In China, a minority language can be the size of a large European country. Then the Philippines, where English is used by 64% and Filipino by 60%. The colonial language outranks the national one. In Kazakhstan, the same pattern, sharper. Russian, 72%. Kazakh, 64%. 3.5 decades after independence. Look down the column, and you will notice the percentages do not add up to 100. In Taiwan, they come to more than 160. That is not an error. These figures count people able to use a language, and most people in Taiwan use two, Mandarin and Taiwanese Hokkien, for 1 in 9, Hakka as well, which makes the real outlier easy to miss. Japan, Japanese, 95%, and almost nothing else. The Koreas, much the same. The countries that actually fit the idea of one nation with one language are the rare cases here, not the pattern. And that idea, one country, one people, one language, is a European export, roughly 2 centuries old. Most of Asia never took it up. So when a table of Asian languages looks untidy, the untidiness is not in the data